Ready to rock, bitch.
Okay, what's up? I'm going to have a sip.
Take a sip.
Let's fucking
This is
go.
Some classic, you know, $17 Prosecco.
Hey, 17.
Yeah.
There's 11 really on the shelf, so thank you for the 17.
You're so welcome.
That's kind of expensive.
It's a pleasure. Listen, we're good to our guests here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then in our classic ice cups, which, you know, is
with
kind
lid,
of the sponsor
which is
of the
great.
Pod. Yeah, we love it. It's, you know.
Oh, I love it. I just took a sip. It's really
it's
refreshing.
Nice, right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
The ice, I'm not always like an ice and wine girly, but I do find as I age, it does sneak up on you, doesn't it?
My mother's drink is white wine on ice.
Yeah. Okay, that's me.
Same.
I've always been like that, though.
You're hydrating. It's always
white
cold.
Wine on ice. It keeps a bit of hydration in the mix.
And also, if you put a shit ton of ice like me, you always know which drink is yours because you're probably the only girl with
ice.
That.
With ice. Yes.
Sister.
In the COVID world.
We're just ultimately all housewives. In Long Island and aging into that.
Yeah, cheers. In my dreams.
Well, let's intro our guest.
Okay, can I do it?
Please.
Our guest today is Dave Mazzoni, producer, actor, stand-up comedian, straight man.
Okay. Lies. Okay. Lies. Fired. You're fired from the intros.
Oh my God. That's a first.
Although if we did say he's wearing a Sopranos t-shirt.
Yeah.
But I'm Edie though. I'm
that's
Edie Falco.
Straight man
I'm
cosplay.
And she is on the tee.
I'm a Carmella.
She's on the tee.
This is about Carmella for me.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, continue.
Our guest also is a writer on TV shows, which I can't name any because I don't remember, but also really funny, is a good cook.
Yeah.
And does like cooking videos on Instagram and TikTok, and is also Italian and from Rhode Island. Give it up for Dave Mazzoni!
Yes!
What an intro.
Wait, do you want to share the shows you write for?
Well,
just so everyone knows.
I'm not actively writing on any show right
perfect.
Now.
Okay, it's perfect.
We have before. Or you created
like,
shows.
News to me.
Yes, game show, of course. My famous Quibi sale.
Yes.
But I've worked on RuPaul's Drag Race. I've worked on All Stars. I've done the
Hell
Wow
yeah.
Circuit. I even did, you should watch this ridiculous show I did called Charlie versus Dixie, which is a TikTok show where Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio, like pre-fame, like challenge each other to like basically like sumo wrestling and things like that.
Oh, fun.
And you had a show on Comedy Central.
Yes, I did that. You were on.
With Carmen.
Yes.
Fun.
Carmen, Carolina, I had Joe. Mm-hmm. That was like my first dabble into like cooking and comedy.
It was really
that.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was cute.
So
you know,
fun.
I love working with Carmen. That's my ex-husband.
I have his Kodak hat, which is like one of his very iconic sort of like really dirty trucker hats.
Don't give it
back. I'm never giving it back.
Yeah.
It's gonna, I'm gonna sell it to Planet Hollywood for $300 in 10 years.
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah. That's my plan.
Love it. Wow. Well, we're thrilled for you to be here.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you
do
for
a check
in the rain. Yeah. How are
yes,
you feeling?
Yes. Thank you for coming. We do a check in. You check in and then I'll check in and then she'll check in and then we'll talk about it.
No,
topic.
I want you guys to check in first. Do I have to go first?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
you don't
fine.
Have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm down to. Mm.
Then do it.
Okay, fine. I'll talk to you guys. I'm really good. I am taking care of myself. I'm spending a lot of money on my face and my body and like I'm buying skin products.
Mm.
I'm saying yes to the expensive things because what's it all for?
Yeah.
Like, why not just treat ourselves? Like stepping into my 34th year on this planet. And I'm like really excited that like, I don't know. You know, when you look back and you're like, I always wondered how I would make it to here, but I have, and it's been great. So like, I guess I have things figured out and let me just chill.
Yeah.
Are you guys there with me on that?
No, I'm lost, but I love that for
I
you.
I would love to be in a chill place
this
like that.
This is aspirational. It's inspiring to everyone listening here that you can get to this place.
You can
live in this place.
It's a nice place to live.
It's a nice place to live. Also, you mentioned you're spending a lot of money on your face. Can you run us through really quickly,
please,
and what your faves are? What are your faves?
Okay, so I have a really close friend named Ian who's like got the hook. He's like one of those people who has the hookup for everything. He's like, got it. Yes, Ian.
I got a girl. I got a girl for everything.
He's got a girl for, he is the girl for extensions. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, I hair by Ian if the girls need hair.
I do.
But also.
Wait, I know Ian.
Yeah, you've met Ian. He's the one.
I know Ian?
I don't think so.
You may have met him once.
Maybe.
I don't think he came with me. The last time I saw you was at Marty's party, and I don't think he was there with me. But
I love
regardless,
him.
He's a 10 out of 10.
He's fabulous, yes.
He sent me to somebody to get Morpheus 8. Ooh.
Okay.
Which is not a spaceship that like can travel to the moon.
Sure. Exactly, it sounds like it's giving.
It sounds like a NASA sponsored project.
And skincare kind of is. It's like the science, it's the only science I'm interested in really, besides the weather. And true. Like, it's truly like, I can't get enough. And also I think we should take this moment to announce that like, if anybody wants to give us free treatments, we will do it.
We will take it. I've never had Botox in my life and I'm ready.
Oh my God. If we could get a Botox sponsor.
You're a dream client because, or both of you are, because it's like you to look this way to start and then get more. It's like the before pictures are good and then the after pictures will be like bouncing. Carolina, your face will be a trampoline.
It's crazy.
My forehead though. My dad has such deep lines on his forehead. I'm afraid.
It's preventative is what they tell me.
Walk us through the Morpheus process.
Yes.
Okay. So after getting convinced by one of your friends that this is something you need and watching enough videos, you know, it's so insane how I would spend $700. Yeah. Just scrolling and like understanding something like 40% was enough for me. I was like, I think that I can trust this.
Has Ian gotten it done?
Yes.
So there you go. You
and
have your
Ian
proof.
Ian is a Dominican man and he looks like Taylor Swift. Mm. So I was like, I need this. Mm-hmm. Like he looks 19 years old. Mm-hmm. So,
I can testify.
Well, yeah, he looks great. I mean, I'm of course, like not promising these results to everybody. Please do not come for me on looking like Taylor Swift, but you could try. You could try.
Even if you land in the wheelhouse, even if you land at like Taylor at 40.
I want
like
Anna Faris 10 years ago. Like, totally. Give me Emma Stone.
I want Kelly Rowland. Have you seen Kelly Rowland lately?
Wait, it's crazy. Full sidetrack. Did you see the Lovers and Friends lineup?
I did.
The concert in Las Vegas.
My friend invited me there today, and I was like, "Are you buying my ticket? Like, what's happening? What is it? Who is it?
It's like literally everyone that you can like the tiny like people on the poster could be headliners. It's insane.
It's like middle school. The concert. It's like 50 Cent. Like Ashanti, Nelly, Usher's like doing Confessions, Lil Wayne is doing the Carter 3.
It Kelly literally Rowland says Lil Wayne lineup. Doing the Carter 3. And that's when I was like, well, now I have to go to that.
Let me tell you something about Melissa. Melissa can rap Lil Wayne word for word for a long time.
I am with
you. So much of the people lose interest. People lose interest.
She'll put the album on and be know every single word. We were doing a road trip once and we were driving and Melissa was just like, driving and being like, him, and I was like, oh my God.
Okay, so you have to come. You're going to be nothing and bucking.
If he's doing the Carter 3 and saying, I'm doing the Carter 3, then like, he's pretty much saying like, Melissa, are you coming?
Like, 100%. I don't
know. One time, where were we? We were in Nashville and next door to where we were doing our show, there was a Lil Wayne concert and Melissa, you could see her having this like internal struggle of like, am I going to do this show or am I going to try to perform? At the venue and she was like, Lil Wayne is there.
Well, and we saw this massive line. We were like, fuck yeah, we're sold out hard. No, yes, it was no, everyone for Lil Wayne. And
everybody
I was like,
singing
I'm
a million
just
in the parking
getting
lot.
This line. Yeah, exactly. It was my people.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I was very close to bailing.
I could see it in your eyes. You were like,
I know.
Well, that's a concert I want to go to. And Kelly Rowland is on the bill.
Yeah.
And I want to look like Kelly Rowland to wheel us back. I want to look like Kelly Rowland because I got Morpheus. And that's like honestly.
And you will. I mean, your skin looks good now, but I always think your skin looks good. So I don't know. How long ago did you get it?
A week ago. And the results don't really happen for 2 weeks. They stab your whole face with tiny little gold needles. There's nothing injected. It's more of just like a micro needling facial with like a radio frequency that like causes sort of like a trauma to your skin that sends healing, like natural healing and collagen to the skin to repair it. And it lasts for like almost 2 years, a year and a half to 2 years. So
amazing. Do you feel like your mental health kind of improves the second that you do something like that? Like when I get Botox, I'm like, can't tell me shit. I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. Like for at least a week.
I think in the winter I feel this like this very rapid like decay of my body where I'm just like, why am I so fatigued? My skin hasn't seen any sun.
Yes,
like why am I red and blotchy? I'm Italian. I'm usually pretty tan. I'm like clear right now. I'm very, mm-hmm. very white. Like it just feels
I feel translucent.
Sickly mm-hmm. and like just like not well. And so these things make me feel like I am like giving back
taking
to myself,
control
yeah. taking
and
control,
mm-hmm. your shit together. I love it. So, exactly. And I have a question about this and we can move on after this.
Yeah.
So they're stabbing your face.
Yeah. Yep. They're stabbing.
Are you bleeding?
No, your face is numb. They put lidocaine, like medical grade lidocaine.
But no blood comes out?
Maybe. Not that I can see, possibly. She moves so quickly too. Like I thought it was going to be like,
was it a machine?
Yep. She's stamping my face like a lady putting like squares, little stickers on beers at a bodega. Yeah. Like it's just like, and every time
and then
the needles
they put
the
light on you.
Yep. The needles stab your dermis like around 3 to 4 millimeters in, which is very far into your face. Mm-hmm. And then they shock you with a little radio wave. And sometimes a nerve, the only time that it hurt a lot was like sort of when the nerves, when if they hit a nerve, because your face would sort of spasm.
Oh, wow.
Did your face spasm?
Yeah, only once. I have a nerve over here, I learned, which is really exciting. If you want to know where the nerves in your face are, you could get this microneedling facial. You'll find them. But anyway, it
and
was
what's the pain level?
Pain level is probably like a 7.
Don't you lie to us.
7.3. It is. I felt like I was certainly getting my money's worth of penetration, which is something we don't always get to say.
Yeah.
You know? Period. Yeah. And then are you wrapped up after? Or are you walking out with your face?
My face was, I'll show you a picture, but my face was just red. For about 24 hours. And then the next morning I woke up and then it was just a little bit dry and I've just been moisturizing and that's it. And then in a week I'm supposed to, she said, you're going to wake up one morning and you're going to be like, well, damn. And I cannot wait for that day. Yes. I'll text you on well damn day. You'll know. Yes.
Post it.
Send
us photos.
We'll put it on the show Instagram. Yeah.
But I've never really done anything like that before. I'm 33. I was like, let's keep things where they're at. I like the way I don't know if you feel this way, but I'm liking the way that things are looking. I want to stay here.
I know. That's how I feel with my skin. I used to go to Skin Laundry and get these like laser facials, but then I was getting like discoloration and I was like, I don't think my skin is reacting well to this, or they just didn't know they weren't doing the right science. I feel like, I stopped.
Gotta trust the science, at least 40%.
Mm-hmm. So now I just go get like a regular facial like once every 2 months or something like that. Yep. I need to do something, but I really do want to do Botox soon. I keep putting it off because I'm scared of needles.
You better go to my place and get the discount. I get the discount.
Oh, everybody's got a place and a discount. Come on. We're all just trying to snag a
Use
coupon.
My name at PC.
Okay, a coupon. Give me the coupon.
But I'm shopping the circular. Did
your mom clip coupons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. My dad made us do it.
That's cute.
My dad and my grandmother would always
You knew when you were getting Oreos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything that you
like
could get a coupon
for five, right.
Totally.
I mean, I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
She
got
cutting coupons.
Seven juices for
$10. Five juices for $10, and I don't cut the coupons, but I shop the circular when you go to the grocery store. Which people,
you know that term?
The circular,
the
yes.
Circular.
You know,
yes,
the circular.
It comes in, it's like inside the basket already because somebody left it there.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just walk into the supermarket, you get the circular.
Peaches, $3.99 a pound.
Peaches, $3.99 a pound. Limes, nine for $10 or whatever.
You cook, though, too.
I cook, so I'm shopping the circular.
I know Carolina cooks because I watched during the pandemic so much Sid Can Cook.
Oh, I bet you did.
And
you watched me cook.
I would comment all the time and be like, Carolina, please. Like, I would just be like, where is Carolina? Get her from the other room now.
She needs to be watching.
I was doing most of the cooking, Dave. And if I wasn't in the room, it
was
because I needed
edibles. So she'd walk away from the stove. Everyone's concerned that like fire safety, you know.
There was only one fire safety issue, and that's when I started cooking. I think it was her first or second show. She legit almost burned the kitchen down, and that's when I was like, I will be there to supervise from now on.
Yeah.
And then I meant supervise, but then I ended up cooking.
Right.
Well, it did look good what you did.
I did my best. Yeah. But I'm shopping the circular. You know, Julia, who was on our last pod, she had no idea about shopping the circular.
I think it's more of
a
New York term.
I don't know. Now I'm starting to think she might
be.
Well,
she knows about
the
concept of coupons. Like, she knows about that.
Everybody knows
about
the concept of coupons. But shopping the circular is really the way to go.
Yeah.
Because everyone right now is talking about how expensive groceries are, and I'm walking into grocery stores and I'm getting $300 worth of groceries and I'm spending $180, $170. I'm shopping the circular.
Why is grocery shopping so expensive?
It's so expensive, except if your name is Carolina and you got a circular.
$170 is still like more than I want to spend.
But I'm buying a lot of groceries. I got a family to feed.
I know.
Oh, that's hot. I wish I had a family to feed.
I know.
Wait,
do your check-in.
Oh, yeah, my check-in. Well, my check-in was the circular.
My check-in is taking care of myself.
Is that what you're doing, shopping the circular? Okay, perfect.
Your check-in is you're taking care of yourself. My check-in is, okay, I'm doing okay. I'm feeling better. I'm fighting with my husband, but, like, I'm personally feeling great.
So you're winning the fight.
She is fighting.
I am.
It's more than she's holding
just
out
like so much. It's just his energy and his attitude towards me. Although I will say the beginning of this, not to say that it's my fault, it's a series of events that have led to him being a little fed up with me, and I can understand them. But it's also like, I still do so much for you. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, what
I broke my phone. I broke my phone. He bought me this phone like 2 years ago for Valentine's Day. He told me he purchased the phone, but he said,
what you giving?
Oh, well, now I've got a new, anyways, this was two years ago. And he said, you're responsible for putting the Apple Pay on it. Not the Apple Pay, the Apple Care. You know, I never put Apple Care on that phone. Then I broke the phone and didn't have Apple Care on it. And he had to, you know, get me a phone.
Right.
And
it's a cool $1,500.
I had to plus one. I mean, we upgraded in Verizon, so it wasn't too bad. But I traded in my phone and then I didn't. And then I have to give them the old phone. I had to go to Apple and like get something done on the phone and then give it to them. I procrastinated doing that. And he was really upset with me because he's just like, you didn't listen to me when I told you to put the Apple Care. Then you broke the phone. I got you a new phone immediately. And now you're taking your sweet time, even though I'm going to get charged if you don't bring that phone back in. And I was just like, yeah.
So he's sunning you.
It's literally, sorry, dad.
And
then,
yeah.
And then it's like just all these other things. And it's like, now he's like complaining. He's like, oh, and you didn't even wash the dishes for 2 days. And it's like, I don't know. Don't come for me because I always wash the dishes. I always cook. I always clean. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm a human being. And I don't know. I just didn't like his attitude.
I get it. But I feel like when you list out all of these things, everyone's kind of like,
you sound like my ex.
You know what I mean?
Don't say that to me. That hurts.
I take that. I take that back. My ex had no idea how to cook.
Okay.
But regardless, I think as long as you apologize, he'll get over it.
It's just you were the one kind of messing up and whatever. That's how I am in the relationship too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I say sunning because I'm with men all the time. And it's always like, as soon as I start treating him like at the end of my sentence, I could say, go to your room. Like that's like where I'm like, I'm in a bad situation. This is not, this is bothering me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm aggravated.
Yeah. I just said he is entitled to his feelings, but it's him. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I apologize. I said, sorry.
That matters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I genuinely mean it. And I just feel like you're just in a bad mood. You're grumpy, you're stressy, and you're not forgiving me quick enough. And then I got mad and he didn't want to be in the fight anymore. But then I was like, oh no, you started it.
Is good sex at the end of this?
We have not had sex yet.
I think that's
because I'm kind of still fighting.
Give it up. It's just a phone.
yesterday I looked at him. I woke up and I looked at him and I felt love towards him again. And I was like,
he's a pretty nice guy.
He is. And then I was like, all right, maybe tomorrow.
But you held out harder than I've seen you hold out.
I slept over Melissa's house the other day and I didn't tell him.
I mean, it made sense.
Oh, you're playing games.
She was playing.
Look how proud you are.
Didn't answer the phone when he called me.
Damn. Oh my God.
The way she silenced it, like she was like, he hasn't even called me all day, blah, blah, blah. He calls.
Y'all do locations?
Yeah.
Okay. So he knew you were alive.
But he'd be forgetting to check.
But then like I end up being like the bad influence. It's like, oh, she's out with Melissa.
Yeah. You were the little scapegoat. Like, it's not good when they have somebody to go run
but
to.
Like, yeah. I just feel like then sometimes he's like, oh, and he will say, oh, you're downtown where you're with Melissa. You know what I mean?
He knows I'm
like
safe with you, though. I think he knows that you're safe with me. And he knows, like, if I'm like, I'm sleeping over at Melissa and Frank's house, he obviously loves Frank. So he's like, okay, you're safe. You're not doing anything bad, but like, whatever. Okay, this is my one thing I want to share besides this. I'm going to be nicer to him, but also he should always be nice to me.
Right.
This today, when I was taking a shower, I had this thought to myself and I was like, for 2024, I was like, I have been treating 2024 like she's 2023 and she's not 2023. 2023 is gone and I need to treat 2024 like a new bitch. And I kind of felt like I found myself slipping into like, oh, 2023. You know what I mean?
So agree. It's hard to revelation. Make, like when you go from all the excitement and the holidays and like New Year's, like the beginning of the year is always like, honestly, everyone was sick. Were you sick? Like
yes,
the first 3 weeks of the year where you're supposed to be like hitting the ground running.
Our podcast, we did it and I came in here and
yes,
I was like,
ooh. You were sick.
Everybody had the flu or COVID or bronchitis or everyone was coughing.
Yeah.
It was the city just said, everyone sit down.
January is a bit dusty. I feel like it's not the jump start that you want in a year.
It is so dusty.
No, it's giving Watch Killers of the Flower Moon Alone.
Ay, Dios.
Yeah. It's giving make yourself a steak and then be too tired to eat it.
Make yourself a steak.
Am I never too tired to eat.
Am I describing last night or am I making a joke?
Did you watch that?
Well, I tried. Yes, okay. I tried to watch Killers of the Flower Moon. I got about 3/4 of the way through and then it was very late. But it was, I mean, it's good. I'm going to finish it. It's good. It's, you know, it's important to watch. I also am watching True Detective, another very slow Jodie Foster driven cop procedural.
I don't think I could get through True Detective.
Yeah, I'm in a weird place right now with that. It's either that or Real Housewives of Salt Lake, you know, which has been so good. Did you watch the finale last night?
I watched it this morning when I was doing my hair.
What's your stance? Monica's a psycho?
I think Monica is a psycho, but I don't hate her.
I don't hate her either. I'm just like, be the bad bitch that you're trying to be. Like, just be like, yeah, I did it. And like, just.
But she is doing that.
I think she's like fake bad bitching. You know what I mean? Like, she's not coming back. That's crazy.
Well, they kicked her off.
Well, you can almost feel her boat is sinking. And you almost just want to like have her be like, agree that the boat's sinking and then like sort of twerk while it sinks rather than try to plug up all these holes and see if she can still stay afloat.
Do you guys, what do you feel about Heather though? Heather and Whitney irritated me.
Yeah, I think their
storylines are annoying all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, your cousins, it's gonna be fine.
And they play this stupid game, like their whole beef. I didn't believe it. I wasn't buying it. Mm-mm. I wasn't fully buying it. I feel like they were really putting on. I think Heather is writing her jokes for the confessional. She's writing in her notes and she's putting together a cute little 5-10 minute set and she's going to the confessionals and she's doing that.
Yeah.
It's disingenuous. I would book Heather Gray.
I mean, she is funny, but it's like very obviously that you are like writing
these
jokes.
She always talks though. And I mean, you got to appreciate that about her. That's the Emmy winning beach scene. That is classic Heather.
Them all on the beach in those gowns. Whitney looking absolutely stunning.
But this Meredith. Bullshit that she pulled, talking about the whole time when she was like, I was just so afraid. I couldn't say anything because I was so afraid of Jen. Stop it, bitch.
Scary.
She's in jail. Girl, you're dragging it. She is all fucked up. She's in
a little bit.
What is Jen gonna do to her? Jen gonna go fight her? Like, no.
You know what I think about with Jen? I think about Coach, her husband. Wasn't he the nicest guy ever?
He was the nicest man ever.
So was that all a front? Or was he like a trophy husband?
I don't think he was a front. I think he just was a nice man that wasn't, who was listening to her.
He just didn't know what was going on. He saw the good in her. Jesus Christ.
He's like, I'm a football coach. I'm not.
I need a man like that in my life.
Me too. Me too.
You're married. Oh my God. I'm the only single one here.
You have to tell the story that your mom said. Carolina was planning a whole sleepover.
Yeah,
with her
my
friend who has a
who's
baby.
Also married and has a baby. But me and my friend were on the phone talking. We were like, you know what? It's not that we don't love our husbands. We need a break from them. They're getting on our nerves.
Girls night.
She was like, he's getting on my nerves. And I was like, how about he getting on my nerves? And we're just like, it doesn't mean that. And that's the thing. I feel like people never talk about their fights. People only talk about how great their person is. Nobody ever wants to talk about, like, you talk about your fights.
I talk about my fights.
But I feel like on social media, everyone's just like, nee, 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 nee. No, bitch.
Well,
like,
it's a little messy to put it on social media.
That's true. But I mean, like
after
this.
After you've been through a relationship for a long time, I mean, I've only been in one strong relationship my whole life, and it was about 7 years, almost
longer
eight.
Than I've been married.
So
that's very long.
You like, after you go through that whole thing, you go through the phases of like, luckily I was 24, so it sort of overlapped with an appropriate time period to be like, my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I'm happy for people when they have love, but I do think I don't know. Oh, like people are using it. Like the stuff that cringes me now is like the couples that are like branded on social as a couple. And it's like their whole social media presence is about being like, come here, baby.
Dave, if I could do that, I would, but he will not.
That's so scary to me.
No, but see, I like your social media presence with him and your dad because it's always you being like just relentlessly you, like the little girl.
Non-consensual.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Non-consensual social media relationship with them is exactly what I'm describing. And it's kind of fun because I think we like watching you annoy them because you're so relentless.
And I appreciate that. But what I would like is to be a social media couple.
Right. Just to be accepted
for who
you are. I
think it would be so cute, right? I can see Hamide and I being the cutest, but he will not participate. He refuses. And I'm like, you don't want to be rich. Well, you just don't want to be rich.
Or he might be, you know, honestly, he might be focused on the money. And let's be real. Like, that's better. I wish I had a man with me who was just focused on the bag and didn't want to. I don't want anyone to be a star. You're the star of the relationship. True. Come on now.
Hell yeah.
Okay. What about you? What's your check-in?
I feel good now. But as we talked about on FaceTime this morning, I woke up and I said, I feel sad and alone.
Porque? Why?
I don't know, Dave. I just felt sad and I was hungover as
well. I was going to say,
I was hungover. I literally tried so hard last night. I was with Troy, who we just had on the podcast. And I was like, we were like, let's just go have a couple cocktails. Easy. We had a friend in town. No, of course not. I had like three solid gin martinis, just cups of gin.
Oh, gin. Oh, gin is a move.
Okay, this is a weird thing that I'm experiencing is where I won't feel drunk. I don't feel drunk. And yet, I like don't really remember going to bed. I should try meth. I gotta try meth.
It's really cool.
I honestly feel like I could do meth really well.
Yeah, yeah. It would fit the brand aesthetic so good if it wasn't addictive.
Where is this conversation going?
Yeah, I'm not going to do meth. However,
I also don't do meth, would like to clarify.
Yeah, would love to clarify. Nobody does meth on the couch. Yeah, people love it. People love it.
Oh, God.
Fergie loved it. I think that like I was just really hungover and the kind of hangover that hits you in a weird way.
Like in your soul.
In my soul. In my soul. I also have not really hung out with Leisure Center all week because he's been working late. I had like 2 days of like I'm staying in the house and I'm writing and working on things. And that's good for me, but I get too sad. And then I'm taking sad baths. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
I know what you mean.
I now suddenly just have depleted. I don't know. I had a quirky 2 days of being alone in the house too much, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then a hangover.
That's so I'm glad to be out here. The house. And sometimes
I didn't wash
so
my hair.
Hard.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I should have.
If you don't have to, oh my God. Like even booking shows this time of year, like I'm always so apprehensive to say yes. Like when people ask me to do like little lineups, like club coming.
Look, look what if it starts being
it
like
feels
this outside.
Right. It feels right to be inside.
Right.
I left the house. I went to Midtown. I bought a snowsuit from Facebook Marketplace. And this was my first successful Facebook Marketplace purchase.
Oh, congratulations. I've only purchased coffee tables.
Literally.
You bought clothing? That's bold.
I bought clothing from a wealthy woman in Midtown. Mm. And she was actually so chic and gave me a fucking deal. So that was nice. That was a bright spot. I don't know what day that was. But that was like the only time I left the house for like 2 days.
Who's this New York woman? Was she like an older like icon?
Her name was Mira. Yeah. And she was like, I'll meet you in the lobby. And I was like, hell yeah, this is going to be a doorman
building. Did she have cool glasses?
No glasses, actually.
Don't you just love a New York City lady with like big,
purple
thick,
glasses or something? Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, continue.
She was giving like, this is my third husband or whatever. Yes! Like, you know, it was great. It was so good. The building was gorgeous. They were like, the fuck are you doing here? You know, I'm in sweatpants and like earmuffs and sunglasses. I'm like, I don't know. I bought something from Facebook Marketplace. Like they hated me. And then, you know, Mira coming to the day.
Oh, I'm sure you were so Carrie Bradshaw.
It was really fun. And she was like, I'm glad it's going to someone who will fit. Like she looks me up and down. And she's like, okay, skinny. Good for you.
Ooh!
Like it literally, that was the rent. And I was like, I actually needed that.
That'll
so
brighten
thank
your
you.
Day.
Exactly.
Bitch.
Exactly. So that was nice. Yeah, actually, things have been, now that we're talking about it, it sounds good, but
sometimes
it didn't feel good.
Talk it out.
You know what? Yeah.
You got to count your blessings. We're always so stressed on what we don't have.
The snowsuit was a huge blessing, actually.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom, not me being all positive. Look, what the hell am I on?
That's the
You're
effect of the pod sometimes.
Pod.
Honestly, that's kind of why we do it because we just like get in better moods after.
Way
in this cup.
Better mood. I mean, you might be listening.
This is this is delicious.
I know. Here I'm so hungover, and sad and alone. Let me drink Prosecco at 3:30.
No, being alone is amazing.
It is, and like I like it, and I need it, and like sometimes you know, like friend groups can like. Move so fast, we're doing so much and whatever, and I'm like, I can't like chill. And like I think that is a Virgo thing where it's like you need the recharge of being alone, but then I also am a classic extrovert where I'm like, I actually need to be out and having the time of my life in order to feel normal. So
understood.
It's a tough balance.
I feel like sometimes I'm in denial of that. I was like, sometimes maybe I get in a bad mood because I'm in the house too much. And then 100%. I realize it's because I need to go out. I need to be social.
We were doing this audition and they were like, what's something you could say in 5 words to make Carolina like feel better or something like that? Or like what she needs to hear. Mm. I was like, get off the couch, bitch. And that's exactly it.
I was like, okay, bitch.
And yours to me was really good too. I don't know what it was.
It was you are that bitch, bitch.
Oh yeah, that was really nice.
This is why you guys are besties. This is why they have a podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
We're checked in now.
We're checked in. And we, first of all, want to thank everyone who came to the show on Friday.
Yes, thank you so much.
We love you. So we had a really good time. We can't wait to have you on.
It was so fun. Yes. Where did you guys do it?
Arlo
Soho. Hotel in Soho. Oh, nice. Our favorite hotel in the world.
The best hotel.
Use our code.
Happy you didn't say Union Hall. I mean, mm-hmm. I love Union Hall.
We love Union Hall, but we got to get out
into the
world. That's
great. Love the new space. Love that.
Yeah. It's a really
sexy space.
And see, the cocktails are great. It's just like a really, it's a cute popcorn.
Hey.
Yeah, you were obsessed with the free popcorn.
I was too. I was like, well, that's it.
It is really cool.
Come on, Carolina.
You know me. Come on.
Act like you never had nothing.
Exactly.
She was bringing the popcorn on stage. I was like, okay, we're getting real loose.
We'll take more rolls. Housemade rolls. Like, if they got housemade rolls for free, we're getting two baskets.
Okay, exactly.
Because I'm that kind of girl. I'm eating bread.
And we love that. Hold on, let me find the exact word. So, well, point being, we got a lot of great questions from the audience.
So many good
we
questions.
Answered
awesome.
A bunch of them.
We still had leftovers.
We had leftovers, so we said we'd answer them on the pod. But
questions relating to what? Or just anything?
Just anything they need therapy with. Yeah. And then we would take their questions and give them therapy.
I'm in.
Okay, so one question kind of led into our topic really well. We didn't answer this at the show, so excited to answer this. Okay.
So good. Read.
I'm fucking a married man in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. His wife knows, and we've met, but I think I'm in love with him. I love this because it is kosher, you know, like everything is staying above ground, but I think we've all had situations where you think you're in control of the feelings. You think you can, you know, handle it.
Where you think
and
you
love
can just
told me who is the boss.
Yeah, you think it's just sex, and then you're like, wait a minute. Come here and hold my hand. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. And that's messy. I mean, I think like probably
also, did we say what our topic was?
Our topic is open relationships. Period.
The dreaded conversation.
The controversial.
The topic to sink ships, in my opinion, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Dave, do you want to start us off with that question?
Well, I think it's iconic that the wife knows.
Yes.
That's like vital for me. My first question would be, how does the wife know? Did he tell you the wife knows, or do you and the wife speak?
They've met.
Okay, that's good. Because men are liars.
That's true.
That's the first thing I want to say.
That's the first thing.
Being one, I can confirm men lie. Out of a fear of communication, usually, which is exactly what that requires. So it's good that she's talking to her, but she's in love. Like, the gay world is weird. I mean, without going into too extensive detail, what a sort of Hindenburg'd my previous relationship was opening up to another couple though. And that was like something where I felt safe. I thought they're in love. They've been together for a really long time. We're in love. We've been together for a really long time. No threat here, but something about sex, I just think is hypnotizing in a way. And especially when, excuse me, you don't have to be that person's roommate. Like, you don't have to be that. You don't have to deal with all the stuff that you're dealing with your husband right now.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if it was just the fun times, just when you and your husband were in a good mood was when you saw this person. Mm-hmm. Like, you start to associate that person with like the fun in your life.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah.
No, like.
That's so true.
Like, it was like in my previous situation, sort of like my ex was like, I became like, babe, we got to open up a joint bank account. Babe, I want to do this. I want to save our money and I want to go here. Come home with me this weekend. I know everyone's going to the party, but it's my mother's birthday.
Right. Like, wash the dishes.
Exactly. Yeah. But then
Wash the dishes.
And the more comfortable I got with this other couple and the more comfortable I got with our situation, I was like trying to have all the chill in the world because in the gay world, especially because everyone's men and like the couple swinging thing, I think doesn't happen as much in the straight relationships because it involves like everyone being sort of like equally bisexual.
Yeah.
Whereas in the gay world, like everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very quick to be like, well, if we all get along, like, well, this makes sense. And I was really trying to play it cool because I think that it's a big buzz topic and almost, don't you feel like couples sort of use it like, oh, you guys aren't capable of being open. Like, it's almost like, it's like this thing of like, oh, you guys aren't secure enough to be open. And it's like, I actually think monogamy is having a big comeback. or at least I'm an advocate. Like I'm going on micro dates. I'm not really dating right now because of the relationship I was in for so long. I'm like trying to be a little bit of a hoe right now.
You want freedom.
Yeah, I want freedom. I'm enjoying it. But like, I am noticing like when people bring up open relationships and I'm sort of like, not completely against it, but it is a trigger word for me and I'm very open about it. I find guys lean in more.
When you're like,
I'm like, no, my man is my man for the first decade. And if we meet a guy in Puerto Vallarta one weekend, that's fine.
Right.
But it's not going to be our besties. And like I did it with friends. I did it with people in my inner circle and it blew wide. So I guess the second half of that question is she said she has feelings. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But I think what you're saying is reassess those feelings.
Because
you're getting the best parts of him. You're not getting the real parts of him. Parts that his wife is getting. Yes. Of course you're in love with him. He's fun. He's a good time. He's taking you out. You guys are having a passionate, you know, maybe not so secret, but it's a love affair. And there's like, you know, there's controversy and there's tension and there's all this stuff. And you might think that that's love.
Right. Exactly. Mm. And also I would ask this person, because something I'm also noticing as I'm dating a little bit or when I meet people, is if they've been in a relationship ever before or if they've never had a true relationship. Because I think people who have been in a relationship for a long time or previously understand what they're not getting and the fun side that they're partaking in. But like people who have never experienced that, like, you know, those long months where you are your spouse's roommate and you're going through tough times, somebody loses a job, something difficult happens and you know, those are really rough times. And people who have never been in a relationship before, it like sort of shows. Cause I think those dark times sort of like scare them a little bit.
Yeah.
They get spooked or it seems like not a good situation when really it's like, these are all the colors of the rainbow when you date some, when you are with somebody.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're in love with him. He's probably just like fucking you after like a delicious dinner at like fucking
Oysters.
Yeah, you're going to Ippudo and then like going home and taking it in the butt with his wife right there. And it's like, yeah, of course you're in love. Mm-hmm. I would be in love. I've been in love many times. But is this love? Just like think about him at home, like on the toilet, you know?
Yes. Is it love?
Yes. Is it love? Like,
if he has a foot fungus in between his toes and you got to get in there and take care of it, is it love?
Right. Is there the ingrown hair? Talk to me about that. Are you willing to go there?
Talk to me about the ingrown hair because I love him.
Yeah. I would say, and also I would say if you're not sure, like, I just wouldn't bring it up. I don't know. You're going to
well, that's the question I think it's, do you mean bring it up? Tell him you love him? Well, I think to me, the basis of open relationships, of everyone always says it, communication. Mm-hmm. It's actually so much less sexy than you think it's going to be because you are communicating so much. It requires so much more honesty. And in some ways, I think that can be hot in the sense that you're like really opening up about what truly turns you on. What's dangerous is like maybe your partner doesn't have that. And then like it gets into such like...
But like fucking banana explosion, you want to try it?
It smells so good.
Yeah. I feel so free to smoke my vape on this show, which I'm trying to quit, but we can be free.
And I only vape on the pod.
It's
but my point is,
I love that.
Do you communicate that to this man?
It's fucking good.
Or do you shove it down, enjoy your fun hookup? But maybe I think now it's past enjoy your fun hookup because you got the feeling. Now I think you have to express. And then what is the end goal? You want him to leave his wife for you?
No.
Of course not. So like,
do we really say we're going to say express?
I say express, but say, hey, this is starting to not work for me anymore. The contract we had signed where I was just going to be this fun thing is now not working for me.
Right.
But that's so much drama.
No, it's not.
That is opening a door to drama.
Well, I would just say I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
It ran its course.
I'm saying I can't do this anymore unless
you leave your wife.
But maybe it's not. This is one gray area that I think can work. And I think in open relationships, it has to be a lot of gray. You know what I mean? Where you can say, hey, I have these feelings. We don't need to take any action. But so you know, like, so maybe we can do some boundaries. Maybe we're not having sleepovers. Maybe we're not holding hands about or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know about you, girl, but when I have a crush,
of course, I'm just saying.
You gotta amputate.
That's why she's in love, because those are the things that she's enjoying doing.
That's why I'm saying I think it may have run its course if you got the crush.
But here's what I'll say. Having been in the scenario that I was in, I'm actually the wife. My ex caught feelings for somebody else. And to be honest, me and my ex weren't really jiving. Like, like when I look back, hindsight's 20/20, and I've done a lot of reflection on it all. And like, we weren't vibing. Like bringing them in was this way of like, we became this like excited collective one human that was dating another. Like that was what was bringing us together in that moment. The giggling, the communication that I thought was happening.
Totally.
It was actually all lies. That's the other thing is that you got to make sure that who you're dealing with is telling the truth. If you believe them, then sure, proceed. But like, I got fully like, what's her, Ariana Maddoxed, if you will. If you will let me make a
Vanderpump
Rules. Yeah.
Well, you are get ready for your fucking glow up.
Oh, I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Looking, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars by the end of the year. But regardless, I mean, that was so long ago. But that is to say, if she confesses to him, maybe he does feel that. Maybe he feels similarly. Like sometimes people are together,
yeah,
and it's not a match. And I'm not
saying
him
and his wife.
Yes, I'm just saying that. Like, if I don't know what their connection is, I don't know how he looks back at her after mm-hmm. they nut. You know that what's that look? Mm-hmm. A lot happens in the eyes there, and if she thinks she has something that her heart she needs to act on, I would say do it with the full expectation to be left at the altar. But if he feels a certain type of way, then the next conversation that needs to happen is between him and his wife about what he wants.
I don't know why I'm reading him as a wealthy man, too, because I had a friend who had a situation.
Well, she said it was her boss. I think that's why.
Was it her boss? I don't think so. Oh, maybe it is boss.
I think she said, I'm sleeping with my boss.
Oh, my God.
It sounds messy. Find a single man.
But ultimately, before you do any of these, you move
not
towards.
Her boss.
Not her boss.
No.
Okay. A married man. Okay.
A married man.
In an open relationship.
In an open relationship. But this is the thing. When marriage is in it, like real marriage, there's finances. Finances are going to fuck everything up. I had a friend who did sleep with a married man. It was not kosher. They were full blown in love. He's like, I'm leaving. We're getting an apartment. Blah, blah, blah.
That's what I mean.
As soon as he had the conversation with his wife, she's like, oh, really? You're going to divide up the properties we own? You're going to divide up these investments we own? You can afford to do this? No, bitch, you can't. And it all went to shit.
Yikes.
And she got a phone call, which was wife is standing next to him. And it was really brutal. Did she kind of see it coming? Maybe. But like, I think that
homewrecker,
you don't really want to A, be the homewrecker, B, like,
you don't want to be the homewrecker.
Is that sexy? Is that
but
sexy? She's
and
not are those
the
feelings going to go
in an
through?
Open relationship.
I know, but I'm just saying, okay, if he's general, wanting to like leave his wife for her and whatever, maybe that's the best thing, but also maybe like it's not going to be as hot as your fun little fling is. No,
ultimately,
obviously.
I think the main point that this person needs to take out of this is make sure that you're actually in love and you're not in infatuation and that you're really willing to blow some shit up and go through some really hard shit because it's not going to be daisies and roses and walks through the park. And
no,
you know,
you're starting your relationship with this person
in chaos
and like rubble. Totally. And the foundation of how you meet and how you start a relationship is the foundation. So analyze that, Diva.
But we support you.
We support you. And thank
and
you.
Glad you have a
I support you if you communicate. I support you if you communicate. You have to tell the wife. Otherwise, I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Tell the wife she has feelings.
You have to tell the wife. Ooh, no matter what goes down, wife needs to be included. She should be in the room.
Yeah. I actually do agree with that, especially when it's, like I said, full-blown marriage.
Yeah, I'm triggered.
Fair. Were you guys open with people beyond that couple?
No, that was our first experience.
Okay.
They were close friends. Honestly, no regrets. Fun, very interesting time. It coincided with COVID, which was a really weird. It was
pod.
Like a pod that
you
could
get pods.
Yep, it was certainly a pod.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But it is interesting that like where I am now, like I said, the hindsight, that was I opened up my relationship because I was subconsciously unhappy and looking to audition happiness that involved other people.
That is a word.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge thing that people don't always look into. It's like, why do we want to be open? And like, I don't think it needs to be scrutinized in any way. I think it works really well for some people, but if
it
is
work
masking
for some
something.
People.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't work for everyone.
But you have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Too. Like,
I think the healthiest ones are the ones that are like going into a party late at night, everyone's kind of like got masks on and shit. No one's really linking phone
Eyes
numbers.
Wide shut.
Yeah, we're kind of like, you know, it's 50 Shades of Grey. We're just having like a affair. And then, well, maybe not 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey is quite complicated, actually. They had a really, really toxic relationship.
I mean, it was crazy.
But you know what I mean? Like,
you know, Mormon wrote that?
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That lady was Mormon.
A Mormon.
50
woman.
Shades of Grey lady was Mormon. Was she not?
Heather Gay.
Well. Bad Mormon.
Bad Mormon. That woman is a bad Mormon.
She
that
is.
Woman is annoying.
I say it's a slippery slope, but I like where I am. But like when I get approached by I went on an absolute sex rampage this summer. I went to Provincetown, which is a pretty gay place, like at the tip of Cape Cod.
Never heard of it.
it's a Portuguese fishing village in the winter and like an orgy in the summer.
I heard.
And anyway, I went and went wild one day. I wore a singlet. It was Halloween. It was like 80 degrees. I wore a singlet the whole day and was like actually the biggest whore I've ever been in my whole life. Okay. And I hooked up with three people. All of them in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Two of them married, one of them it was a couple. Mm-hmm. And I could not believe that only two of them told me after. Like, it wasn't until the third one that I asked first, because I was like, mm-hmm. I don't like finding out after. I feel like nervous about the other person's involvement, but yeah. Like, it just seems like so, I'm like, I don't know, as a gay person especially, I'm just like, is this really what it is?
People are really open. I feel like from my experience, from my friends that are gay, a lot of my friends are open some of them are married.
Because I think in queer relationships, it just happens. But I think more that's nice.
And maybe that's just me as an outsider looking in.
And I think it's cool.
It's something I kind of admire that like you don't have
100%
to conform to bullshit like relationship stereotypes or relationship norms. You're kind of just like living your own life. But I think you're right in the sense that like you have to be really careful. And I think that if it's a one and done type of like, I'm on vacation type
that's
of like
best. And type I think shit, like I think that's
the way to do it. And from where I can look at it, I think growing
emergencies
and like,
only mm-hmm. is what I like to say. Like if you're traveling, if it's a fuck fest over the summer, no numbers, no involvement. Any flexibility that I've had in any relationships that I've had, it's been kind of like that, where it's like, this doesn't go further than this, whatever.
They're even fun as a single person too. Like those, like just course. Like I had sex with a kayak instructor when my sister and I went to Puerto Vallarta.
I love that.
It was like 10:30 in the morning. We had sex in the kayak shed. And I didn't even know he was gay until we were kayaking back to shore and he played Ariana Grande from his phone. And I was like, I knew something was weird about him.
I'm screaming. He played Ariana Grande?
He played Break Free and he was fucking vibing.
Okay, where is he like, in front of you or in back of you?
In front of me.
He was in front of you. I know Dave was behind him like.
I was like, what? I swam right up. He was wagging that shit around in the shorts. I was like, okay, all right. I also had another guy at a wedding who was a cocktail server. I had that full scene where like the cocktail server kept bringing me hors d'oeuvres and he was putting little notes on the napkins. Yeah, it was hot.
I love that.
He wrote so sexy hot. on like a napkin and then gave me like a shrimp tart. And I ate the shrimp tart and I went, spicy.
You are such a good single person.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm having so much fun.
You are. It's amazing. And I feel like you're a good flirt.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. I'm Bryn Whitfield if you watch The House of New York.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
But not annoying.
I'm a good people person. I'm like a good conversation starter. I'm good with like eye contact and like, I don't know, just like I'll say hi to everybody and like put everyone's guard down really quickly. And that usually means that I can like bounce around a room pretty easily and find my man for the evening.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been fun.
I love it.
What would you say to someone who's like thinking about opening their relationship as far as like men lie? Like that just seems like such a roadblock because it's like, it's obviously all trust. So, like, what do you do? Do you go in just kind of with the expectation this might blow up?
Or that you're like, being lied to?
Yeah.
You could go into it being like, well, he lying. And I'm just going to do what
I
want to do.
I'm going to do mine. Yeah.
I think that I can sum this up by saying you must trust your gut. Mm. Your gut will always tell you if something's a little fishy. Like, if you think something is shady, if you think that he's doing this for an ulterior motive, or if there's some, you're probably right. If you think you need to check the phone my advice. I've said it a few times, like on different podcasts, that's my advice about all this is I ignored my gut because of narcissism. I think I thought that other people felt that way, that the cliche way that I was feeling, but not me.
Yeah.
I know how to navigate this. Like I know how to handle this. I'm smarter. This isn't going to get me. And Diva, my gut was right.
Did you check a phone?
Yeah, that's kind of what it came down to was like, I even had found things on phones and ignored them, found ways to justify it. Oh, he's doing this because I didn't do this or, crazy.
And you're trying to be chill. And,
yeah, trying yeah. to be like, this is what all gay people do. I need to figure this out. Like, they're in a relationship. Like, da 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 da. Like, why am mm-hmm. I feeling this way? But nope, my gut was telling me the whole time, this is not right. You don't even like, I think early on, like even 3 and 4 years into our relationship, I was like, something I keep saying now is like, I've been with certain guys I used to date. I was investing in a startup and I am now looking to merge or honestly be acquired.
Yeah.
We're looking for a new angel investor. Thank you.
Corporate. I would like to be acquired.
Yeah.
But also like what I'm really want is to merge with a company, a person that it makes sense. Our two, what we both provide.
We're bringing
a
collaboration to the table.
This collaboration.
Yes. We're collabing.
And let's make money.
Yes.
is where I'm at with it.
Yes.
So right now I'm just kind of taking presentations, if you will. I'm taking lots of generals.
Yes.
I'm getting a good look at everyone's PowerPoints. This metaphor is really working. Actually.
I love it.
I haven't committed to a business yet. I have to wait to my financial advisors, which is all my best friends and my parents.
Yes, work.
We decide when I'm going to be ready for that again. But I guess you asked, the initial question was like, what advice would I give or like how to approach something like that, given that men are liars? Trust your gut.
I feel like I hear a lot of rhetoric around like when you're in a relationship, you really have to trust the other person, which is true.
Sure.
But before you trust the other person, you have to trust your gut.
Absolutely.
And we don't talk about that enough. I'm just saying.
It's like when your partner asks you like, would you be interested in opening up? What's your first thought? What is your first thought? Is your first thought, crazy. Oh God, no.
My first thought is, oh, so you don't love me no more.
Literally.
So you hate me. You want to be with another bitch.
Exactly.
And that's do you want to fight me?
And sorry. Another thing I would say is like, if he's like, oh yeah, I want to open up. And you can guess the person he wants to do it with.
Oh God.
Like if you know, if this person seems to be lined up, like that's a cautionary tale.
Right.
Okay.
Like, oh my goodness. Did you see the movie, Dan Levy's movie?
No.
It's
not yet.
On Netflix. It's so good.
Isn't that the
good.
Grief one? Is that
the grief one?
I haven't seen it.
I don't
want to give any spoilers, but you guys should watch it.
I just watched Fleischman's in Trouble, which is different circumstance, but like the vantage point of all those different people during that relationship is exactly how I felt. It was just like there was a lot of miscommunication, a lot of misunderstanding, and a lot of incompatibility that was like being forced.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone could just be happy if everyone just communicates, you know?
That and
there's nothing
like,
wrong with not loving your partner
like
anymore.
Communicating with yourself, even. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with not loving your partner anymore. That is fine. What is wrong is keeping them on retainer until you figure out your next move. Like that's a waste of somebody's time, emotional energy, and frankly, like money.
It's Dave came
money
here
and
to
life.
Reach today.
It's abusive.
Can we talk about how Dave came here to fucking give God's truth today?
I really sound like I'm not over it, but today's topic
no,
is
no, you sound over it. Okay. You sound really introspective and you sound really, really like this is all very well thought out and a great explanation.
That's
I'm
how
obsessed.
I feel.
100%.
Yay.
Obsessed. Can we also talk, I think this was, you know, maybe a trigger for some people. This is what gay guys do. Just because the culture is doing that. And I think this applies to straight people too. Maybe somebody like doesn't feel monogamous, but this is what straight people do. They are monogamous. And then the flip for gay people. I think you deserve to have your happiness in your relationship, no matter what your culture of your, you know, either heteronormative or homosexual, like whatever. How did you deal with that?
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it is tricky. Like I date a lot of Latinos. I love Latin men. And I think that something that I love about them is that they are very romantic. And like I was dating a younger guy
Pasión.
Who was sending me flowers every 2 weeks. So there was something in my house that reminded me of him.
Yeah, you showed me that hot Venezuelan, right?
He's beautiful, beautiful, such a sweet guy. Like, I think like, I'm sorry, wait, what was the original question? Wait, I just got completely wrapped up in what he looked like.
I asked you an original question. I just think it's like, you know,
how
do
did
you
deal
with
like
the culture of
the
this
culture
is what gay
of, guys,
guys do.
That. Yeah.
So I guess what attracted me to this hit kid and what attracts me to like Latin men is because a lot of times they'll tell me on a date that they're not interested in that. That they don't, that their man is there. Like, I actually kind of like being possessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Like, or being coveted and being like, you know, like, I don't know, like women should not be thrown in the kitchen ever again, but someone should throw me there.
Yeah!
Someone should toss me in there. Because I would love it. Like, I love being, because I'm such a generous and such a giving lover and person that when somebody's like really protective, it makes me feel special. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's wrong. I think that's part of what monogamy is.
That's a safe place to be giving.
Exactly. And, and I think that the more that I express this, like I was saying on dates and stuff, like people perk up to the, I think that the more common expectation, I think it might just be what everyone sort of is saying is like, yeah, sure. I could, oh yeah, I'm down for like, I could be open. Like, yeah. Like, oh yeah. 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 Like, especially people who have never been in a relationship before.
Totally.
Because they're just kind of saying, yeah, they're just kind of giving like a wide open here because I, at least in my age bracket, like
they kind of can't be trusted and it's not their fault.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like their lack of experience just makes their decision making and their expectations wonky all over the place.
Exactly. Well, I'm not hating on people who have been.
Yeah, I'm not hating either. It's just I wouldn't want to be the first person that you experiment with. I think it would be difficult to be the first person you're in a relationship if you're like when you're younger and we're all in the kind of the same space.
Yep, yep, yep.
But like now as I'm older and if I were to meet, so obviously it doesn't matter.
You're kind of at 101. And then like,
if someone's at 101 and relationship, you're at 401.
Right.
Open relationship, improv. That's PhD.
UCB.
You know what I mean? Oh, we're talking UCB.
UCB
okay.
classes.
I'm saying PhD, to be clear. I'm not using improv metaphors. I was saying PhD is a successful open relationship. Because like, if you're able to, because I think obviously jealousy is the main thing that deters people. I have not found myself capable of being like, yes.
Well, I think it's funny that you, what you were saying about like the idea of like not being capable or not being mature enough or like to not be jealous and like to not feel like you possess someone. I think that is a thing for some people, but I think we all just have to admit that we are, there's a myriad of personalities,
but
social norms and cultures.
Hasn't that been fed to us a bit where it's like you need to get rid of your like attachments and your possession of the other person? And like that was a whole, not like self-help necessarily, but yeah, it's a bit of that.
It's bullshit.
We were definitely for that, especially in the borough we are currently in.
Oh yeah,
in Brooklyn. There's a lot of that right now. And I do think
this building is open.
Yeah,
1,000,000%.
Except for me, I know.
Yeah, no, me either.
Me either. And I get it where there's this kind of personal growth of like, okay, I don't want to fully possess your partner. Like that is healthy to not possess.
Yeah, it's healthy to not be too jealous in a relationship. It's healthy to not say like, oh, like I 100% percent possess you. But it's also healthy and I think to just acknowledge like, no, I need this.
100%.
This is what I need.
Yes.
I need attention and I need monogamy.
Agree. You're allowed to check in with your own needs at any time and your needs are allowed to change. In fact, your needs should change as you grow older or you're not growing.
Well, to play devil's advocate, what if your needs are, I need to fuck other people?
Fantastic. Then you need to communicate that. You can't figure that out while like there's a have your cake and eat it too thing that happens here.
Cheating.
I think in some of
that's just cheating.
It's just flat out cheating. Yeah. And that's kind of what happened to me and Ariana Maddox is like our partners wanted to audition the idea of somebody else and use the idea of openness and it being this sort of experience that we could share and the illusion of communication to audition that. And then, you know, that is a situation that you have to turn around at the end of the day. And I wanted to point fingers everywhere else, but I had to blame myself and my own narcissism for thinking all the feelings I was feeling.
I don't want to say 100% blame. Maybe like,
yeah. And what do you mean your narcissism? 45. Like,
I thought that I was different and that I could handle the very obvious signs. Like, if I go back and read it, the script is bad. The script of some of the scenes in my life that I have endured are so predictable and so badly written that like you almost can't even believe. Like I would zoom out of my own life and watch it and be like, oh God, this is so obvious. Like say it another way,
this?
David.
Yeah.
Like say it another way. This has been said so many times. So honestly, like you just got to trust your gut there and know that if it's not for you, that's okay.
Right.
And all the gays say, yeah, we're all open. Like you can be the one that says I'm not. And I promise you, I'm one of them. When someone says that to me on a date, I lean in because it shows maturity. Like, let's talk about being open in a couple, like, is that first date, fifth date, 10th date conversation? I don't think so. Unless on your set of needs, on your set of needs going into the date, you need to be open.
Right.
Then yes, Diva, you should, that should be the first thing on your Tinder bio. 100%. But the expectation that everyone should be okay with it, that you're not at a mature enough place if you aren't, I think we got to start to knock that. And from what I'm, data that I'm gathering out there is that boys like it when I say no, when I choose, he's mine.
Yeah.
Cause that's that's what I like.
That's hot. Mm-hmm. And there's also a hotness in like, no, we're figuring this out. And like, we're going to fuck in a way that's like satisfying for both of us so that you don't want outside.
Absolutely. Whatever. Read the Kama Sutra. Also like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I started dating my ex, I was 24. When we broke up, I was 31. And my sexual appetite changed. My body changed. I was a completely different man. So like, I'm excited to have the opportunity to be back out there. And while as much as I believe in monogamy, and I do think that you could spend an entire life with somebody. My parents are those people.
My parents are those people.
Yeah. And what a model we have. You know, my parents are at 37 years of marriage. It's crazy. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of how long they're married.
She's not good at math.
I can't remember. I'm not good at math.
Regardless.
It feels like same wheelhouse. Like it's around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe it can exist, but also perhaps Oprah says reason, season, or lifetime with people. A reason, a season, or a lifetime. Most of my lifetimes are my friends and my family.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm okay with like, I had a crazy season, a long season, but it taught me a lot of things. And so like, if the next person I meet is right for me, I'm not going to stress about for how long. I'm not going to try to figure out in that moment if it's a season, a lifetime, a moment. I'm just going to enjoy.
I love that.
Work. Am I on my Oprah shit today?
You are on your Oprah shit. Oprah.
I'm just going to enjoy. We didn't hit any of these.
Oprah. Okay, yeah.
Why, should we do one
you
more?
Hit some more? Let's
do
one.
We can't see the clock.
We have
to.
No, Maxime just gave us a little a sign? A warning. Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more and then we'll get out of here.
Okay, you're at 1 hour right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Maxime.
We also don't have to. I had no idea what time it was.
No, it's this flew the fuck by.
I know. It was really great.
I was shocked.
Okay, here we go. This is a good one. My partner's best friend is in love with him. What do we do?
Ooh. That sucks.
Okay. We got to be quick.
Okay, what I could say is I've had lots of friends tell me they had a crush
in love with
me.
You.
Yeah, I've had a lot of friends like after a couple of nights together. Cause like, I like to do really personal things. I love like one-on-one, like let's like get on the couch. Like I give the boyfriend experience perhaps unknowingly sometimes. And I think I find that most people who haven't been in a relationship before will think that's the budding of something. Mm-hmm. I usually use having just been in a relationship as a scapegoat for being like why I can't.
Yeah.
But how does he skirt this guy who's his best friend?
I mean, I just want to say the way you skirt it is you say I am in a relationship.
Yeah. Bro, you're making it weird.
You're making it like it's too late.
I guess my first question would be how long do you know that your friend's in love with you? Cause sometimes you know. And if you've known for a really long time and you've been sort of like carroting him on, then like don't act surprised and be nice to him. But if it's out of the blue, oh girl, I don't know.
My question is like, are you gonna slap them? Like are you gonna come for them? If it's my partner's friend is in love, like if Leisure Center had a female bestie in love with him.
I
don't know.
I would show up. I
Carmella
Soprano.
I would show the fuck up.
You're
Carmella
Soprano. Get the fuck off my
property. Off my, get off my dick. Get off my dick. Like,
absolutely.
What are you doing?
I don't think I'll ever have to deal with this.
No.
You know why? Because
I'm not a female friend.
He has no female friends.
No, he has no female. He's Muslim and he was born in Burkina Faso. So culturally, like they don't even, if there's a party, the men and the women aren't even in the same room. He doesn't consider girls his friends. He considers them my friends.
Yep.
And then he considers me his bitch.
Yes. I have like, to adjust nice bitch, to that.
But you know what I mean?
Leisure Center has had a lot of lesbian friends.
Yeah.
He is a cornerstone of the lesbian community. It's so upsetting when lesbians are like, Melissa, hi, so Frank. Like, yeah. It's literally, they want nothing to do with me. They're obsessed with Frank.
Some people might find this sexist, but honestly, it might just be honest. Mm-hmm. It might just be like, actually, yeah, we kind of just want to kiki in here and like, you guys go over there. Like, let's just be real here.
100%. But I think I had to kind of be like, maybe not everything has ulterior motives in like male and female straight people friendships. I have one straight male friend, one slot for one person, and you know, it rotates every once in a while. I don't understand it. So I think everybody is in love.
I love it.
What, I need more than that?
I think you do only have one. I have a couple, but there's just a few of them. And they're like my guys from college for the most part. And like, I don't see them that often.
You have guy friends.
I have a bunch. All right. There's a couple.
I've had sex with almost all of my gay friends at one point in our friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost all of them at one point. I don't know what that says about me.
I love that. No, normal. It says normalcy.
I'm able to recover. At least I can stick the landing in that socially. Like afterwards, I can usually get out being like, we know that that was just
what it was. Yep. Okay. Yep. And I feel like that's all that needs to be said. Thank you so much, Dave Mazzoni.
Oh my God,
this was
fun.
A pleasure.
Came here and truly showed out.
You did.
And I'm so excited for this to come out and to make clips.
And we're excited for you.
I can't wait to be at the next live show.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Oh my God. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Dave.